Shaking in your mountain town.
Good evening and welcome to Local Motion, where we go in-depth with local public affairs from around the KVNF listening area. I'm Laura Palmisano. In 2010, 10% of Colorado's population was over the age of 65. The state ranked fourth lowest in the nation for people in this demographic. However, this population is rapidly growing, according to the Colorado Demography Office. It's projected this age cohort will more than double to nearly 1.3 million people over the next 20 years. On tonight's show, I speak to social service providers that serve the senior community on the Western Slope. We'll hear about programs they offer and what they're doing to address the needs and wants of this growing demographic. Sadie Williams works for Volunteers of America. She's an employee for the organization's Senior Community Care Program. For people who aren't familiar with Volunteers of America, what is the organization?
Volunteers of America is a faith-based organization that's nationwide, and it offers a multitude of different social service programs. Specifically for the program I serve and for our region, we take care of seniors. And many of the seniors that come to the PACE program specifically have a number of different challenges and needs when they come to our program.
What kind of services does Volunteers of America offer to senior citizens in Western Colorado?
We have a number of different types of services that we offer to seniors. We have assisted living facilities, we have nursing homes, and then we also have the PACE program, which I direct for Delta County. PACE stands for Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. Each participant in the program has a different care plan, is what we call it. And we develop these plans around their goals and what they would like to see. Services that are often requested are help in the home. We can help out with activities of daily living for people that are no longer able to do the things that they need to do to be successful with their physical tasks and challenges. We offer meal prep. If people need help, getting a meal, we can offer volunteers or social services to provide social support in the home if necessary. We have people that will ask us for help with assistance with medications. They can no longer see visually if they need cues. We can do medication prompting. We can pretty much offer anything that a person needs to remain independent in their own setting. So when they come to us, there are also people that would like to attend our day program so that they can engage and have lunch with others. We do offer a meal. We offer a number of activities. We also have therapy gyms in each one of our centers, and people can work with a physical therapist. And then we also, at the Eckert facility, have an ADL studio, which is an activities of daily living studio so that people can navigate in a kitchen and work with an occupational therapist so that we can make sure we're delivering and giving any type of adaptive equipment or training so that people can remain as independent as they can when they're not in our centers.
What communities in Western Colorado does Volunteers of America offer services to, and what age populations are you serving?
Currently, we have services in Montrose County and Delta County. We service seniors that are 55 years and older exclusively for the PACE organization, and then we do have seniors in our nursing homes and assisted living facilities. For the PACE program, we have three different locations. We have a location in Montrose, we have a location in Eckert, and we also have a small satellite site in the Paonia area where we offer day program services, clinic services. Through the senior center here, we actually have space in that building.
Tell me more about the PACE program.
Well, what I can tell you to begin is we're actually one of the first rural PACE programs, and we have been very successful. Originally, it was felt that we were only going to have 60 people enrolled across all three of our locations, and we now have over 250. PACE actually stands for Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly, the mission, again, to keep seniors in their home with a wraparound service. So we offer not only a day program, but we have a full clinic, we have a full home care department, we have medical professionals that we work with, we work with contracted providers for the PCPs in the community, we have dietitians, social workers, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and we actually function as part of an interdisciplinary team. Where we develop plans of care with multiple people involved, and every plan of care is individualized for each person that is enrolled into the program.
If a senior is interested in the PACE program, how do they enroll to receive services?
Well, what they would do, we actually have enrollment specialists. We have two enrollment specialists, one for each location, and you just contact the facilities and ask to speak with someone for enrollment. And then our enrollment specialists will come to the homes, and they will discuss the criteria that need to be met in order to become involved, and they will also help people to become eligible. A lot of our people, but not all, come to us dually eligible, which means they have both Medicaid and Medicare, and if they do need support to get on Medicaid, we will definitely offer that assistance to make sure that they fill out and go through that process with the county.
In a rural community like Paonia, what kind of role is Volunteers of America serving for seniors?
One of the main challenges, actually, that we have had, and I think the role specifically for this area would just be how geographically spread out we are. We do offer transportation in our program for anyone as long as it's medically necessary or if they need to come to our day program. So that has been a great benefit to us because a lot of the seniors, of course, are relatively isolated and pretty far out, and most of them can't drive anymore. So just having that service available to them really helps just for socialization and bringing them to the day center so that they can get access to clinical services, they can be involved in our recreation program that's ongoing, and we also offer transportation to a number of different community outings. We really want to keep people involved in community events.
What are some of the challenges Volunteers of America faces when providing services to the senior community?
I think primarily just as seniors are getting older, just making sure that we have enough space and enough facilities, enough programs to be able to take care of people. One of the things for the PACE program specifically, since we have had that growth that I talked about before, you know, thinking we were only going to have 60 people and now having over 250, just really looking at strategic planning over the next 5 years or even the next 10 years to make sure that we can manage whatever comes. And additionally, looking at ways that we might be able to open up services to people that maybe are not 55 and older, but maybe have other needs. So looking beyond where we are right now to offer to a different service population.
Volunteers of America is a nonprofit organization, and the name Volunteers makes people think it's all run by volunteers, but it's not. Can you explain a bit about the structure of the organization and some of the actual volunteer needs it has?
Absolutely, and I'm glad that you brought that up. For my program specifically, again, the volunteers are a part of our program. So we do have employed working people for the nonprofit organization, but we also definitely want to be engaged with our communities and have volunteers that can come in because they have been a great benefit, the ones we've had so far, in engaging and helping out with our recreation department, also providing socialization for people in their homes. If they're lonely, we can send some of these volunteers out to the homes so that they can also meet some of those needs as well.
As someone who works directly with the senior population, what are some of the wants and needs you are hearing from this community?
You know, when I think about hearing about wants and needs, most of our referrals are coming from families. We get a lot of families where they have been providing cares for their loved ones, and then they come to a point where they just need some additional support. So I like to think of our organization, PACE specifically, is there's three parts. It's us, it's the participants, and it's their families. And a lot of people, they need relief. And we can offer that to them in a way that they can remain if they are taking care of them in their homes, or if they're just concerned that their loved one can no longer take care of themselves the way that they feel is safe and appropriate. So a lot of our needs expressed from family members are just, I don't know what to do anymore. And so we can provide help for them so that we can retain their loved ones in their homes.
Thank you for your time, Sadie.
Thank you very much.
That was Sadie Williams with Volunteers of America. Good evening. You're listening to Local Motion on KVNF. I'm Laura Palmisano. If you are just joining us, we are hearing from social service providers that serve the area's growing senior population. Region 10 is an organization of governments that works with six counties on the Western Slope. Eva Veach is the director of Region 10's Area Agency on Aging. Eva, tell me what services Region 10 provides to seniors in the six counties that it serves.
We provide a number of supportive services, knowing that most people would prefer to age in their own home. We know that the people really don't want to have to go to a facility. They want to stay at home, but they need a certain amount of supportive services to do that. So we provide things like senior meals, a senior nutrition program, transportation, in-home services. Caregiver support is one of our biggest programs that we offer, really trying to make sure that caregivers don't get burned out, that they have a little bit of respite, support groups, and things like that. So we're really trying to address the whole person and think about what do they really need in order to be able to stay at home and be safe. So sometimes that's lifelines. Sometimes it's somebody to just come in and prepare a meal and do laundry and take care of housework and those kind of things.
Last fall, Region 10 did a series of community meetings on the Western Slope in the different counties that it serves to gather input on the needs and wants of its seniors. What came of those meetings?
The big surprise for me out of our community conversation meetings was really that people seem to want more education and more information about the resources that are available to them. So we were already on the right track by providing a lot of listen and learn series and educational opportunities, but that was by and large the thing that came to the top of the list across the six counties that we interviewed.
It's been several months since the community conversation series meetings were held. What will Region 10 do with the feedback that it's received?
We are already starting to address some of those questions, things like we just started a Powerful Tools for Caregivers series that's going to be finishing up here pretty soon. In Eckerd at the PACE Center, next month we're going to be doing a series called Chronic Disease Self-Management to give people that are dealing with any chronic illness some tools so that they can better manage that disease themselves. So we're really trying to address that need for education and more resources. And then one of the big things that's coming up is our second annual Caregiver Summit and Retreat. So that's going to be held in Montrose on April the 15th. It's an all-day opportunity to not only come learn about communication tips and those kind of things as a caregiver, but also an opportunity for us as community to honor those family caregivers, give them a little bit more support.
We did an interview last fall on the Community Conversation series, and one of the things you mentioned during that interview was the strategic plan for Region 10 when it comes to addressing the needs of seniors. Can you tell me what the plan will look like?
So we're still in the development process and hoping to have that done by the end of this month. But really what we're looking at is addressing each individual community's needs, but also the region as a whole. So the finished product will be our four-year plan, our strategic plan for how we will spend older Americans and older Coloradans Act dollars over the next 4 years.
Region 10 offers services in 6 counties. Give me a few specific examples of what kind of services are available to seniors in different communities on the Western Slope.
Certainly. Some of our communities have elected not to take advantage of things like senior nutrition programs because those particular programs come with a lot of regulations. But currently, we have 7 communities that are participating in senior nutrition. All of our communities participate in senior transportation. All of our communities, we have homemaker services, personal care, respite programs for caregivers, just our core services. Legal aid is another program that we offer throughout the 6-county region. So that's available at no cost to seniors as well. And the long-term care ombudsman and elder abuse programs are available throughout our 6 counties.
When it comes to addressing the needs and wants of seniors on the Western Slope, what are some of the challenges associated with providing those services?
That's a really good question because we have a lot of diversity in our region. You may or may not know that we have 2 ski resorts in our region, Crested Butte and Telluride, but that's really the exception to the rule. A lot of our communities are very rural in nature, and the folks that live there are very independent. So sometimes our biggest challenge is making sure not only that they know about the resources that are available to them, but also that they take advantage of those resources. That independent spirit is sometimes our biggest obstacle to overcome. And we really hate the thought of people not having access to some of the services that they need because they're too proud to maybe accept that. There's no charge for our services, and sometimes our older adults especially see that as a handout. So that's a really big obstacle that we're working hard to overcome.
One of the organizations on the Western Slope that also provides services to seniors is Volunteers of America. Tell me how Region 10 works with organizations like Volunteers of America to provide services to our senior citizens. Volunteers of America is an example of an organization like Region 10 that provides services to seniors on the Western Slope. Tell me how your organization works with other organizations in our area to provide services to seniors.
Certainly. We actually partner with a lot of different organizations, Volunteers of America, Touch of Care, People Care, Comfort Keepers. All of those organizations help us with in-home supportive services, things like personal care and homemaking, respite care. We're really a partnering organization. So we approached Hilltop Senior Services a couple of years ago and asked them to consider an adult day program in Montrose because we didn't have anything like that. So they were eager to jump on our little bandwagon and see what they could do to help support seniors. So really what we do is partner with any organization that has services to seniors or people with disabilities so that we can make sure that together all of our resources really create a good network of services.
Give me a few examples of success stories on partnering on the Western Slope to provide services to seniors or just different programs that you find that are very unique that Region 10 helps to fund.
One of the things we're working on right now is a new volunteer driver program. All Points Transit provides a lot of transportation services in Montrose and Delta County in the West End, but we have a long waiting list in Montrose. So All Points has come to the table and said, will you help us see if we can develop some volunteer transportation? So that's a really good example of an organization being willing to step up to the plate and say, we can't solve all of this, but we can certainly bring some resources to the table to help the community solve it. So we really see a lot of our work as community solutions. It's the individual communities coming together to identify what their needs are in their particular community, and then us partnering with them to see who else we might be able to bring to the table to solve some of those issues.
Eva, is there anything else on the horizon with Region 10 and its senior outreach programs that you want to mention?
We actually have a regional advisory council. We meet quarterly, and we need to make up that council with either older adults or people that may be receiving our services now. Currently, we don't have any representation from the North Fork or from Lake City, so we would love to have some volunteers. Give us a call and talk more about that opportunity. Doesn't take a great deal of time, but we really need people that are very interested in issues that older adults face.
Thank you for your time, Eva.
Thank you.
That was Eva Veach, the director of Region 10's Area Agency on Aging. Not only is Colorado's population aging, but the state is also seeing an influx of seniors moving here. A new report finds one-third of seniors who relocate within the United States are choosing to live in Western communities. I speak to Greg Zimmerman with the Center for Western Priorities, the Denver-based organization that put out the report. The Center for Western Priorities has published a report called The Golden Rush, How Public Lands Draw Retirees and Create Economic Growth. Greg, what are some of the key findings?
We put a report out last week that looked at data from the U.S. Census, which showed that retirees, folks over the age of 55, are three times more likely to move into western counties with more protected public lands than into counties with less protected public land. This is a trend that we've been seeing across the West, you know, folks moving from the East and other parts of the West and wanting to spend their retirement years close to protected land.
Why do you think people want to live near public lands?
You know, I mean, obviously there's an aesthetic to living near beautiful places, you know, going for walks and hikes and international monuments. People are, particularly retired people, are living more active lifestyles than I think retirees did in the past. You know, there was a poll released by Colorado College earlier this year called the Conservation of the West poll. And one of the questions was, you know, which of the following is a factor in your decision to live in the West? And when seniors answered, they answered their top three most common reasons for wanting to live in the West were clean air, clean water, and the environment, healthy outdoor lifestyles, and the ability to live near, recreate on, and enjoy public lands.
So where are seniors moving then?
Seniors are moving to places that have more more protected public lands. It's not people just moving to sort of the traditional retirement destinations like Central Arizona or even moving out to Florida. You know, people are living and moving to greater numbers to places like Grand Junction, Colorado, to places like Las Cruces, New Mexico, to places like St. George, Utah. These are all places that have easy access to protected national public land. And these retirees are doing all sorts of great things for the economy. They're creating jobs. Between 2000 and 2010, retirees who relocated in Colorado created close to 20,000 jobs.
That was Greg Zimmerman, the policy director at the Center for Western Priorities. You've been listening to Local Motion on KVNF. I'm Laura Palmisano. Stay tuned for As the Worm Turns, coming up next.
Mountain town.